Bevel had a big day at the first day of the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention. The 2019 Iditarod champion, Pete Kaiser, had just delivered his keynote speech.
Let's bring our best team to the starting line and race towards a bright future for our great state. Thank you.
And then another Bevel icon stepped up on stage to receive AFN's Citizen of the Year award, Senator Lyman Hoffman.
My definition of a good citizen is someone that sees something and wants to make it better.
Hoffman has served for more than three decades and is hitting his 33rd year. He's the longest-serving state lawmaker and chairs the Senate Finance Committee. One of a handful of Alaska Native lawmakers serving, Hoffman is considered a powerful advocate for rural Alaska. Hoffman pointed out other Alaska Native senators who have mentored him, like John Sackett and Frank Ferguson.
And I've learned a lot from them. The most important is to keep your word when you give your word.
And Hoffman says he's not just the senator for Southwest Alaska. Many rural Alaska Native communities view him as their senator. He was gifted the Athabascan Chief Necklace, the highest honor for a leader within the interior. Hoffman urges aspiring politicians to start at the local level. He spent 7 years as Bethel city manager before jumping into state politics. That experience came in handy as he served on the Senate Finance Committee for years and battled Governor Mike Dunleavy over the budget this past year. And he took a moment to congratulate Pete Kaiser, whose wife is Hoffman's niece.
I believe, and I've heard it from other people, that he is going to be the best representative as a champion of the Iditarod that the state has ever seen.
Did you cry a little?
No, not that sentimental.
Hoffman is getting ready for another session in Juneau. He has 3 years left in his term, and Hoffman says he might not hang up his hat just yet. Reporting from the AFN annual convention in Fairbanks, I'm Christy Schallenberger.